Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayola Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. It is Friday, 2 p.m. It is June 5th, 2015. And once again, we have a great guest on the show this week. Ms. Zumarie Padinsky is our returning guest. We're so delighted to have you back on the show today.
I'm very happy to be back here. Love your program.
Oh, well, we're so excited. As today we'll be talking about marketing on steroids, which really means how are you marketing your business to your customers and letting them know your great company, your great products and services. So we have an expert on the show, and she's going to give us that insight. Ms. Zumarie Padinsky, she empowers millions of Hispanics with her TV segments in Desperita America via Univision and Un Nuevo Día via Telemundo, which airs nationally in the United States. Professional speaker and coach, she has lived and worked in Asia, Latin America, Europe, Australia, with top companies like Estee Lauder and the New York Times. Her laser coaching helps you change in minutes what you haven't accomplished in years. Kickstart your success now, as we are having her on the show today to give us that insight on how to get our business started in the right way with our marketing. So tell us, how did you begin your journey? As we're going to follow up from what you shared with us the last time you were guesting the show, why is marketing so important for companies, especially in our technology-savvy world?
Well, because when you are in business, and even today in the professional world, even if you're have a job, the challenge is always about getting more clients, closing a deal, getting the job. And for that, it doesn't matter in what realm, which even if you're a college graduate and just want to go into university, the market is extremely competitive. Mm-hmm. So all of us as individuals have to look at ourselves as products that need to sell ourselves into whatever we want to accomplish. And when there is a competitive market, if you're a business, and we are in a changing economy that is just constantly updating itself faster than us as human beings can manage, with a technology that also makes it even more complicated for us, it's really hard to keep up. So most people, most companies, and I'm talking about from companies, big companies like Estee Lauder, to a small entrepreneur, to a professional that wants to get hired or even get promoted, challenge is, how do I market and sell myself properly to get the deal?
Mm-hmm.
And you, go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, what is your take on the personal brand and the business brand? Are they interconnected? Are they one and the same? Or are they totally separate?
Well, I think that everybody needs to get that we are all enterprises.
Correct.
You know, we're no longer in an economy where you can just go get a job and hope that somebody is going to show you the way, that you get a mentor, and that your boss is going to be paying attention to everything that you do great, and he's going to be listing it on a paper to give you the promotion that you need. It doesn't work that way anymore because, like I said, the economy has shifted dramatically. Mm-hmm. Now we're working with less resources. Everything needs to be done quicker and faster. And there's no longer that hierarchy in companies where there's like a boss and then there's a bunch of people following him. Now companies are working across internationally, across borders, and it's pretty much a more of a horizontal hierarchy where everybody's just bringing in their expertise and doing what they do best. And if you don't do it fast enough, good enough, efficient enough, you're out of a job. So, and when it comes to business, which is most of our audience that is listening to us, I believe it's entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
or business owners, this even becomes more critical, mm-hmm. because the purpose of business at the end of the day is to create a customer. That's it. That is the business enterprise. And there's only two basic functions that we do execute in order to, which is marketing and innovation. Those are the two things that produce results and bring you revenue. Everything else in a company is cost. reason why it's so important that people get the latest, most efficient ways to market yourself. Because right now, that is the key to for you to thrive. Winning and keeping customers. But unfortunately, not a lot of business owners have all the resources that top brand companies like an Estee Lauder would have. And I'm here to tell you that even an Estee Lauder also has the same challenges, because they're one to, for example, an Estee Lauder company wants to become number one in the luxury business worldwide. Well, and they have a big competition, and they still were able to make it happen in less than 3 years. They are now the recognized number one brand of luxury worldwide. So what I'm about to share with all of you today that are listening is, what are those three key components that will help you take away all this struggle? Because most of us are constantly exhausted. Like, oh, you know, all this networking and the social media and keeping up. And what do I say to customers? Customers are more smarter today. You can no longer just tell someone and expect them to take it as face value with the internet. People are going to Google you. People are going to look at the competition right away. They're going to shop for price. They're a lot smarter. So here is where we really need to be attuned, because this can be a daunting challenge if you don't have a smart strategy or you don't have a consistent execution. Right.
And I think before we get to the marketing side is that they need to actually know who their customers are, because the challenge that I've also noticed with people that I come across, or even some of my clients, is that they don't know who their customer is. They have a great product and or service, but it depends on who their customer is and how you're going to market, correct?
Well, that is actually one of the first out of the three things I'm about to share that would change dramatically people's point of view and reframe their success in marketing. That's number one. The number one thing is you need to understand what's the problem you are resolving.
Correct.
Because the only way you can, like you said, define your audience and really understand the customer, you yourself need to be able to define it very clearly from the get-go. Because you cannot go out there and tell people what you do or you don't do or how you do it, why you do it better, if you don't understand exactly, sharply, in one line, what is that one thing that you're resolving for clients? And I'm not saying this is an easy task. If it would be, I wouldn't do this for a living, right? So obviously, this is not an easy thing. It requires a different conversation than what we're used to. It requires a lot of analysis and looking into who you are, what you've done, and also what's out there, what's needed as of right now, not as of 10 years ago. Okay? And that is the first thing. And for, by the way, before we get going, because this always happens to me in every show on TV and on radio, you want to get right now my name and my email. It's Zulmarie, Zulmarie. @gmail.com, or you put my name on Google, Zulmarie Padin, and you will get all my social media. Because after we're done on this conversation, I will certainly be sharing to everybody that writes us an email the details of what we're going to be talking about, so they can fully execute. So they can just listen to us right now, and they can get that on email later. So going back to those three points, we started with the number one: what is the problem that you're solving? And the key is to find the right one. Because I don't know if it happens to you, Fayola, when you go to a networking event, right? You have all these people that are coming to you, and everybody now has like the 30-second
elevator pitch,
right? So here you see the people coming to you, and they're going to shake your hand. And you already know, right, they're going to come and pitch you something. Doesn't that happen to you?
Well, right. then you can tell they're not, because I think you can tell someone who's a networker by profession and a networker by trade. And there's two different ways, because when you go to networking events, it's not to pitch your business. It's to make relationships. It's to get to know people at that level. They get to know who you are. And then later on, you build an opportunity, whether it's a one-on-one or you do a follow-up to pitch, but you never really do a hard pitch at a networking
event. Right, yeah, but I'm not talking about the hard pitch. I'm talking right now that if you go to BNI, if you go to any networking, established, successful networking organization right now, the one thing is there in their curriculum to teach you is how to give your 30-second elevator pitch. Okay. This is on the curriculum of every networking, Hispanic, Latin, Chinese, because it stems from the premise that you only have a very short amount of time to engage somebody to listen to you. And then from there, you develop the relationship, you develop the one-on-one meeting, but first you have to engage them. So in that elevator pitch, most people by now have this cookie-cutter conversation. And what they're missing right from the get-go is to be able to share with that person what exactly is that they're resolving. Because right now, we're so busy. We don't even have time to listen. I personally, Fayola, I go to networking events now, and I tune in half of the people that are talking to me. I have my cell phone in my hand. Like, there's people trying to reach me through WhatsApp, through Facebook, through Google, like, through every social media. And I don't know if it happens to you, but when someone doesn't find, cannot get my attention on WhatsApp, they try to find, get my attention on Messenger, on Facebook, and they just keep escalating until I actually say, okay, what is it? So the attention span of people now with social media and technology is even shorter than it was before. So the key here is, even from that moment when you're going to connect with someone, is to be able to tell them right away what it is that you're tackling, like what it is that you're really solving, because everything else, everybody else does. For example, in my case, so I have a long career when it comes to coaching and developing leaders and helping big companies succeed in marketing sales. But when I'm talking to somebody in a networking event, I just focus on what it is about me. There's tons of coaches and marketing consultants and people who do the same thing I do, right?
Correct.
So the first thing that we need to do is I need to let them know, if you talk to me, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So talking to me will help you change in minutes what you haven't been able to accomplish in years. Boom. Now, that's something that's very clear, connected to solving. Now, then we can get into, oh, really? Okay, so what? Like, and then we can define. But first, you have to make sure you understand the what is it that you're doing. That's the first thing. And just to give you an example, and we'll take us to the next point. Let's take, for example, Apple, iPod, and iTunes. MP3 players had been around for a while. So had music download services. But nobody had combined those two seamlessly, right? So the pivotal combination that took Apple into the consumer electronic businesses was being able to do that, right? So that's how they were able to figure out a very specific issue or solution. And that's what made them kind of stand out from the rest, even from other companies that have been doing it for longer or other kinds of products. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
You see the power of that? So another tool. So how do we do that? And then we'll move on to the second one. I tell people right now, and what works with my clients, is to create your story, not the elevator pitch, but being able to identify in your own story what was that pivotal change. What was that shifted? In my case, I was another trainer, another good coach that want the moment that I really understood that if I wanted to help the masses, I needed to be on TV. Well, there was a big investment in terms of marketing. It costs $5,000 to $10,000 to get a PR agent that will knock on the door on the major Hispanic networks for them to see you, for them to talk to you for a second and being able to give you an opportunity just for you to be an expert to talk about something one day. And in my case, I was able to accomplish that without investing that. I was able to accomplish that by telling my story, what has worked for me. and what is it that I want to solve for people, the actual producers and people that I would meet on my networking events that were involved in media. And it only took one person to like my story, not my service, not what I was doing or how I was going about it, my story, to say, you know what, that sounds like something, you know, you could help us with and share something on TV. And the moment then I got that one chance with that one person, not only it opened the door for me, but now it has become a successful program, and now I'm on two national TV programs with the same conversation of success and coach. So what I am teaching you, or actually not teaching, but sharing with all of you right now, has that kind of power. So figure out what it is.
Before you move on to the next one, I want to really emphasize what you just shared, because that is so valuable. Because when people get to know who you are as a person, and I've been having the same experience as I'm doing a program with four other individuals, and I've had the opportunity to sit down with each one of them, and it's not them telling me their expertise. Of course, I needed that in order to see if they were a good fit for this project, but getting to know them on an individual basis and hearing their story, that's where people can really find out who you are, what your passion is, and then that passion will connect to why do you do what you do and how you do it. Then when people get to understand that, they will buy into you more before they even find out your price, before they even find out what you're doing, because they fell in love with you as a person. And I think the other thing that you shared was very valuable when you talked about getting that one media opportunity. And I think we have no excuse, because social media and the technology we have LinkedIn, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, we have Facebook, we have Pinterest and all these other, Tumblr, we have all these different platforms that you can get your story out there for someone to find you. But you have to be genuine, you have to be personable before real people can really get to want to know you as a business person.
Absolutely. And you got that right. And I hope everybody that's listening, at least if they walk away from those two points that you just shared, they're going to be in business without exhausting themselves, keeping clients and having more clients. So on that, number two is most businesses are defined far too broadly. Okay, so if you don't know what is absolutely intrinsically unique about you, you will not be able to close sales right away. And you will have to invest a lot of money and resources that it's not necessary today on marketing. So I want everybody to stop worrying about their website and their page and social media. All of that comes second. The first thing that all of us drive in business to keep to find the customers and keep them and have the money to then invest in all the other marketing tools is knowing what is unique about you.
Your competitive advantage.
And being able to share your unique value proposition with everyone else in less than a sentence. And again, if it was super easy to do, you know, everybody, right? So I get it that people must be listening to us like, yeah, right. You know, I've been trying to figure that out forever and cannot come up with it and still struggle with my marketing. I get that. And again, this is why precisely I do what I do. But here is the first thing that I am going to give you, a little insight here for you to run with it today. Go and get your top 10 clients. And if you have more than top 10, your top 20. Because usually in every business, there's the 80-20 rule in everything, which is 80% of your income most likely is going to come out of 20% of your clientele, which is why most big companies understand that before you invest a lot of marketing energy trying to hire to get new customers, the most efficient marketing is investing in re-engaging your existing customer, because they already have a relationship, and on top of it, they are your best referrals and your best sellers, right? They're your ambassadors, okay, because they're your fans and they're happy with what you're offering. So I want everybody right now to go and send an email to those top clients and ask them, why is it that you do business with me? What about me makes you come back to me? Because if you don't understand it, your clients will give you insight on that. And the client always talks in a way that it's relatable because they're the ones going through what I call the brand experience. Okay? So when I did that, because everything I'm telling you here, I went through myself. So I would cry, Fayola, okay? I would cry, like cry in my computer looking at all these emails of people raving about me on how great I was, but still I was unable to get the freaking tagline of what I do successfully because the sales were not there. So I'm like, oh, my God, if I'm so good, how come my bank account is not reflecting that? Right? So when I went back to my expertise with top companies like the New York Times and Estee Lauder, and I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to implement the same things that they do in my little business here. And I went to get feedback from my clients. And the answers were mind-boggling because they were so surprising to me. There's tons of coaches, tons of consultants out there. And I'm not necessarily the cheapest one either. Yeah. And here's what they would say. You know what, Zomari? When I talk to you, I always have a laugh. When I talk to you, I always feel like everything's possible. When I talk to you, you have a way of just turning everything around, put a joke on it, and move forward. I was like, wow, look at that. So here I am saying, oh, I'm the best in this and this and that, and I'm worrying about all the marketing lingo to talk about my product. And at the end, where people were really appreciating about me and what was different was the way in which I convey my conversations and how people felt when they were doing coaching with me. And that's what really made the difference. And the other thing was that it wasn't so much about the coaching. They just kept saying, I talk to you and I just feel like, one guy said, you're like my superhero. Like I talk to you and I just get your pill and I feel this power that I can go do anything. And I'm like, great. So that's how I came with doing Mighty Body, empowering success. That's it. Simple, right? Because in every shape or form.
People don't realize that your customers are your clients, whatever you call them, are your advocates. And that's why testimonials are so important, whether it's the verbiage, you know, in written format, their testimonial or videos, which video is the thing nowadays. Everything is in a video format. Getting your clients to speak about you, because the best advertisement is what people say. It's not what you say about yourself. It's not what you can say or how you can package it through your tagline, your motto, your marker, all those different things. It's actually the people who that you provide service or products to that are able to say, you know why I use this as opposed to this is because of this. And I think that's what a challenge is, that we think that we have to come up with so much. But really,
you got it, Fayola.
but I say this after being in business for about 2 or 3 years. You know, and that's why I have a passion, and I know you do as well, for startup businesses. Because when people start their business, they do the things that, you know, you just, in hindsight, you're like, okay, I shouldn't have done that. I should have done it this way. But it's providing that expertise, providing that insight, so they don't have to go through all that legwork. Because I am a big advocate. I'm not reinventing any wheels if I don't have to.
Exactly.
I'm going to find someone who is successful doing what I want to do, or somebody I can relate to and ask them or use their products or services or get insights from them or learn from them, because being in business is a reward, but it also can be a headache, because you are, especially if you're starting off, you are the chief, you're the CEO, chief officer of everything. You are doing everything, but it's CEO, it's chief executive officer, not everything officer. And it's providing them the opportunity to say, you know, hearing these 2 points, and we haven't even got to the third one. And if they didn't get anything else, I just hope that they realize that it is, I'm not saying it's the simplest thing on earth, but it could be simplified through these steps and processes to understand that your business, you are the business and the business is you, but your clients are the ones that are advocating for your business, not you.
Yes, absolutely. And what I want to make sure that everyone that's listening gets connected with is that the market has changed dramatically.
Yes,
so we no longer have time to talk so much about what we do, to share so much about what we do, to have websites that freaking look like a Bible. We need to be able to give it, and this is why I call this conversation marketing on steroids. Because we need to be able to just give it right on the spot, on steroids, to whoever we are speaking with, we're speaking with. And like you said, the more authentic and the more, you know, the more we are who, you know, we are we in the conversation, the most powerful. And when it comes to determining your unique value proposition, you have to understand that everyone knows that they need, like, this, people are listening to us right now and they're like, okay, so Mari, like, I know that, like, Fayola, come on, you know, this is marketing 101.
Yeah.
It sounds like marketing 101, but guess what? In my experience working with top companies, okay, who even have huge marketing departments, when I come into the conversation to do a training or brainstorming session as a consultant, you know, very few, even marketing managers, are smart and disciplined enough to actually pull it off and stay in the conversation. Because most of us like to opt for shortcuts. And shortcuts never work. Okay? So, wrapping up, the first one is you need to understand that what it is that you're solving. And if you don't understand, then give me a call. We'll figure it out in minutes. In less than an hour, you'll know. The second one is you have to get clear on what's unique about you. What makes you, and nobody else can do it, say it, like you, and that has to be fairly less than a sentence. And then the last one has to do with engagement. And most people must be thinking, oh, engagement, well, okay, social media. No. Engagement is being able to hook and connect with your customers, okay? And to execute this assertively, you need to be communicating, again, what is that competitive advantage that you have, right? And it doesn't matter if you generate popular content that goes viral or not, because everybody now is into the social media thing. Oh, my God, if I were in social media. No, forget about that social media. You know, that's not, you know, that's not as real. I'm not saying it's not important. But what I'm saying is entrepreneurs are listening to us, you know, like you and me might not have all the resources in the world. Okay, to just get that freaking perfect team of social media. And even, I just want everybody to know that I have worked as a consultant for top companies who even they have a team of social media, they don't know what they're doing with it. And they miss the point, clients. So how do we get that done? Stop doing what everybody else is doing. And find and put, you know, your wood behind that arrow. You know, figure out that one thing that's unique about you that can engage a customer in a conversation or a relationship with you.
Wow. I think those three nuggets right there, if people did not realize that marketing is vital. It is so vital for your business to thrive because marketing is just like finances. Finances and marketing are key in any business, but marketing by far, because you can have all the money to invest in your business, but if you're not marketing to the right customer,
exactly.
If you're not marketing appropriately, if your marketing is the same marketing plan as everyone else, that's why a lot of companies that are successful in a short time frame, because they thought outside the box. And
exactly.
So as you said about engagement, I want to challenge our audience. Find something for the rest of this year, one way that you can engage with your audience in such a unique way, they'll be amazed. They'll be so surprised at the approach that you took to engage with them. And do not use social media as your number one engagement. So as we're closing, what is the best advice you can give them as we tie this all up? And once again, I want you to give out your contact information. It is on our social media platforms, but please, in 10 seconds, provide the best advice and closing with your contact information.
Well, to find me, all they have to do is Zulmari Palin, Zulmarie, online. Even my name alone will give them all my links on how to access my information on TV and radio and everything that I do, and for free. And the best advice I can give you is that your success right now is in your strengths. Stop looking at what anybody else is doing. Just figure out what you are amazing in doing. and just mm-hmm. communicate that and share that in your own way, in your own words.
Wow, Ms. Padin, you really gave it to us with this marketing on steroids. I didn't want to use a steroids term, but we'll go ahead and use that since this was really very powerful. That's why I changed the wording on my social media because I didn't want to say steroids. But it's all good. I just want to say thank you so much, and you're always welcome to come back on this show anytime to
thank
really
you.
Empower our audience to say you can be an entrepreneur, you can be successful. You just have to have the right connections and resources. So once again, thank you, everyone. Enjoy your weekend. As this is Fayola DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure, I just want to say thank you. I love being an American. I thank you for all the opportunities this great nation gives each one of us. And I just want to say we will be here again next week, so stay tuned. Next Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll have another great guest for you. Take care. Bye-bye.